Welcome everyone to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So last episode we were talking about how we can expand our awareness to something that resembles a perfect mirror, not sort of an odd personality, which was our episode previous to last. Today we're going to talk about what a open heart looks like, not in terms of a philosophical, it is going to be sort of philosophical, but it's not going to be sort of just, you know, the idea of an expanded awareness and a perfect mirror. We're actually going to look at what a perfect mirror sort of thinks about things, in a sense. So for example, in Christianity, we have this notion of Jesus as the one God. And if you're not following Jesus, then you can't be saved. And the idea with that is many people believe that in Christianity. And the idea is that there have been others that have also attained enlightenment. It wasn't just Jesus. And the idea is that what we should try to do is try to accept everyone that has attained enlightenment and go about life that way, as opposed to believing that God only pointed to Christianity as his religion, right? And generally what we do is we go about whatever our religion happens to be, and we go about not looking at religion for how it can make us better and how it can make us meditate and how it can turn us within, but we go about religion thinking how it's better than other religions, as opposed to actually practicing the religion itself. So that's something to keep in mind when we talk about enlightenment, when we talk about a pure mirror. And so we need to understand that that is going on. And what that requires you to do is just to open your heart a little bit more and understand that there have been these beings, plural, you know, that have attained the highest. And to understand that, you know, it's not just going to be one being that has done it. So that should really help us out a lot. And that's what I mean by, you know, how a perfect mirror would view religion. He or she wouldn't view religion in this, you know, very specific one-dimensional way. He or she would accept the realities of the deities of all religions and accept them as being perfect, as well as his or her own deity, whoever that happened to be. So hopefully that makes sense. And then we come across this issue where what happens when you're confronted with the orthodoxy, say, of the religion itself, the conservatives of the religion, and they say this is heresy to speak and meditate and think in terms of, you know, finding God in the heart and whatnot, right? So what do we do? How would an enlightened being kind of deal with someone who called him or her a heretic for, you know, saying that one should meditate to find peace, right? And the idea is that obviously the enlightened being is not going to have any fear concerning these kinds of claims of heresy, but they should also have this idea of a practicality and a common sense, which is saying, well, who are you who's accusing me? You're not telling the truth. You're making people, you know, do things that are not going to get them anywhere. And the idea is that, sure, I'll accept your punishment, but don't you think that you should be punished as well? for, basically making people do things that aren't going to get them anywhere. And that's something that we can look at as far as, how, I mean, we should all be striving for this perfection. So how we should look at that kind of argument, if you will, that philosophical argument where one is, where one's claiming that someone is a heretic and a sinner when they're actually just speaking the truth, right? So that can also be a very huge thing that we can look at in our own lives and say, well, if this person or that person is accusing me of being a heretic because I'm telling people to meditate, well, what is that person telling people? Is he just lying? Is he or she just lying to people and making them go around in circles for selfish reasons? And if the answer is yes, then the idea is, okay, I'll accept your punishment, but what's your punishment for that? So that kind of can calm down any situations that can get intense from the orthodoxy, the religious orthodoxy. Okay, so we in meditation we have experiences of God, and it's not as if it's some other God. It is the God that you have an experience of in meditation. But none of us realize that. None of us have that realization. Only the great beings have realized that. Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Moses, people like that. But that's exactly what we're trying to do. And then the question becomes, now what do you do? Are you just dead like a log after that? You must just like lie down on the ground and be inert, And there's stories about the kind of states that one attains after enlightenment. One of them is kind of like that, but some of them are being like, living like a king in splendor too. So, in all sorts of intermediary states of looking, behaving like a devil, looking like you're mad. All of these things are, what one can expect after attaining enlightenment. But that's beyond your control. That's not going to be something that you can sort of figure out and shape and mold. So it's not something to really worry about. But all of the enlightened beings, no matter what sort of outer worldly form they take, are all going to be teaching people in their own ways and bringing them towards back to God, back to meditation. And they're always going to be, speaking about the true religion, even if they're just lying on the ground like a log. Or if they're in a palace, there's the enlightened beings, no matter how their outer forms are, they're always going to be teaching the true religion. And they're pretty much all going to have disciples in some way or another. But we may not notice them or notice how it's working necessarily. And then the question becomes, well, should we just be listening to a priest, say, even a priest of meditation, which exist, not so much in this country, but in India, they exist. I'm not talking about an enlightened being. I'm talking about a sort of a priest of meditation, something like me, really, to be honest. But the idea in that context is, hopefully I'm not that way, because that's not exactly where I want to be. But anyway, so the next notion is this idea that how should we be looking at our meditation? Should we just be looking at a priest to teach us, how to meditate and what to meditate on? Or should we just have the understanding that everything is God and that no matter what it happens to be in our life, this podcast, but also wherever you happen to be in your life, that's also God. All of the dust and the particles of where you are at, even if you're outside, the rocks on the ground are God, that the water is God. The trees are God, your house is God, everything in that and your place is God, your work, everything there also is God. And that's how we should really be looking at meditation. we shouldn't really be thinking about it in terms of, well, I'm just listening to the Modern World Zen podcast and that's it. No, that's not okay. Because now you've made me into a priest. That's not what I am. I'm trying to teach you really what is actually true, and that will try to benefit you, you know, not necessarily benefiting me in any way, right? Certainly would make me very happy for someone to understand the truth, but at the same time, it's not just me, it's not just the podcast that's God. Everything is. So that means everything where you are right now is. So that's how you should really look at your meditation. And we shouldn't think of, you know, devotion, higher and lesser forms of devotion. I mean, you could be devoted to me, but in a sense, you should be also devoted to your chair you're sitting in and see that as God too, which it seems silly, but it's really the truth. And so that's how you should also think about it. And then we'll just wrap up really quickly and understand that this is actually exactly what the true religion happens to be, this God in every particle of the earth type of mentality. And, you know, it doesn't matter what religion you come from. You know, you can change religions, you can keep the same religion, but, you know, we know that in science, you know, we can understand the Bhagavad Gita, and we can talk about this oneness that's talked about in the Bhagavad Gita, but you can also just look at science and see E equals MC squared and see that there has to be energy in every piece of matter in the universe. And if there's energy in every, you know, fiber of your being and every, you know, atom and every massive body, right, then that should be enough to cinch it for you, this equality awareness. And that's exactly how we should go about it. And that's why what I was saying previously is so true, that you shouldn't just hear it in my voice. You should hear it in everyone else's voice. You should see it in your own body, in your own face. You should see it in your own house. You should see it in whatever you do, not just in what I'm doing, but in everything that you happen to come across. So I think if you can do that, then that would really constitute the knowledge that we're looking for in meditation. So with that, I'm going to wrap up and thank everyone for tuning in. And that's kind of how we should look at our meditation. And, you know, the enlightened being, the perfect mirror, is going to have that awareness. You know, if he or she does not have that awareness, then he or she isn't enlightened. So we're looking for someone like that, but we also want to be like that ourselves. And so I pointed out a few teachings there that an enlightened being would be following, and it's something that we should be following as well. So we should look at ourselves as, you know, consciousness, but we should also see consciousness in every philosophy, group, idea, thing that you can possibly imagine. You should see consciousness literally everywhere, in every corner, you know, of your life, as well as in yourself. And so I just want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to me on this episode. We've done quite a few now, but we're going to keep moving forward and tackle some things, more things in the future. But you should really think about what I've said on this episode and think about how you can make those adjustments so that you do have this truly embracing vision. If you want to base it on science, if you want to base it in religion, it's basically the same thing. We just have to break down a little bit of the barriers between religions so we're not fighting with religions, with one religion over another, which we were talking about in the very beginning. But once we can do that, hopefully we can see this equality and be certain that we're on the right path once we do that. So again, thank you to everyone for tuning in. This has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.